The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been ready a long time.
What are you ready for?
We're ready for playing bad news.
Yes, we're ready for you.
Are you ready to rock?
Yes, we're ready.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes, we are ready to roll.
Classic Anthrax there with a song called Aftershock off
Spreading the Disease, good old school Anthrax album. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks to Beggs Music Works and Hardy Street. Good on you guys. Maddie, Anthrax are doing a Metal Fest tour next year, starting in April, going through May. But places like El Salvador, Ecuador, Chile, Uruguay, Argentina and Brazil, etc., etc.
Australia, New Zealand.
I know. Ooh, I know. That would be good.
Ooh, jinx. Oh, isn't that something about... something. I don't know. The kids say something.
They do. Little Harvey, who I had the pleasure of hanging out with today, he's six. We were in the aquatic centre and we went back to the car and we were like, I don't know what the word we said, and we both went, jinxed at the same time. But yeah, kids do say that. But anyway, getting back to Anthrax, yes, definitely go and see them. They were touring with Slayer a couple of years ago. And we had tickets to the Christchurch show, but they got postponed on the day of. Which was a bit gutting, but anyway, I can't remember if it was Slayer or Anthrax said that they would be back.
I'm sure it was Anthrax who said they would be back, because I think that was Slayer's last tour.
Maybe.
You've got a squeaky seat. It is just a squeaky seat.
It's my chair, not my actual seat, it's my chair. Anyway, we are going to go with a little bit of Slayer now, aren't we?
Yep.
Raining Blood.
Yeah.
46 and 2 on Fresh FM and Radio Southland. It's so good for you.
Is going especially out to young Mikey. I was talking to him today earlier, Maddie, before I came in, and we were talking about going to the doctors and how it's like doctors, dentists, you're like just paranoid because you know that it's going to cost you money. You hope like a warrant you can just get in and get out and just pay like $45, you know, not two new tyres, you know, $300. but anyway, an interesting fact about that album, Paranoid. Originally, they were looking at calling it War Pigs after that track, War Pigs, but the record company persuaded them to use Paranoid instead.
Wow.
Even though in that song, Paranoid, the word paranoid is not mentioned in the lyrics.
Wow.
I've never noticed that, have
you? No, I guess not. Yeah, maybe there's some other words that I've just made up into paranoid. No, I don't think I've ever... Interesting fact, Maria.
Interesting. Another interesting fact is Geezer Butler, talking about that song, was saying that they needed a 3-minute filler for the album. And that was it. Paranoid.
Wow. That did okay. That absolutely did okay.
Absolutely. Black Sabbath, it's just everybody knows Black Sabbath and likes Black Sabbath.
Yeah, even, you know, even... older people are known to go to concerts with even older Black Sabbath playing. Yeah, they must be pushing it. Anyway, I think I read something that Ozzy was planning to come out of retirement again next year. It surely can't be true. And
which is crazy.
Just enjoy chilling out.
Well, I think the thing is Sharon is going... Nah, his dementia, and has he got Parkinson's as well? I'm not sure, but his even though his health is better, I think it's not healthy enough to be going on the stage. But yeah, would you go? That is the question. Yeah, but you don't have to answer that. Question. You don't have to answer that, Maddie.
Okay. Hey, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Beg's Music Works. We're going to carry on with some music now. Here's a bit of Skid Row, Maria. You just said, you know, anything. And I went, I'm going to play the title track to Slave to the Grind.
Awesome.
Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beg's Music Works.
Hey, baby.
A bit of classic Led Zeppelin, if ever there was classic Led Zeppelin, I reckon. A bit of Black Dog. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you for joining us this Friday evening. Now it will be what? Friday the 22nd of December. We're not actually in the studio at the moment, let's fess up. We are driving south. We are heading to Invervegas for Christmas New Year. So, yeah, somewhere south, all going well. Of course,
hopefully nearly Christchurch for dinner.
That would be amazing. Yeah, you could always be hearing dead air, and if that's the case, I'm probably running around going, ah! Yeah, but hopefully we are on air. I've gone on holiday, so fingers
hopefully
crossed.
Hopefully this is plain.
Yeah.
Led Zepp, Maddie.
Yeah.
Led Zepp, I think. No, what I'm going to say about that is, when were they formed? Because, you know, that is often a quiz evening question, and it's like, what decade? And everybody's like, oh, wasn't it the 70s? Some people like the 60s, and they're like, no, not the 60s, it must be the 70s. But you know what? I think it was something like 1968.
Yeah, I think it was 68.
So people, if you don't already know that fact, just lock that in, because that could be you winning or losing the quiz evening.
There you go. Hot tip on summer quizzes.
Yeah, 1968. I'm pretty sure it's 1968.
Yeah, no, I think you're bang on there. This station is 46 and 2. If you are listening to the Top of the South's community access radio station, Fresh FM. Yeah, 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, and Eastern Golden Bay on 95.0. Anyway, we should keep going with some music, Maria. Now, you've got something a bit different coming up now.
I have. Well, I think I can play this because this is a rock show in its forms, and my next artist, her musical styles include trip-hop, electronic, and rock, being the keyword rock. It is Martina Topley-Bird, and you may have heard her on the Massive Attack album. I was going to say Mezzanine, with Tricky. She's collaborated with him on his debut album as well. So from Martina Topley-Bird, it's her album called Quixotic. And from that I've chosen the song called Too Tough to Die. Here it is for your listening pleasure. I think you're going to like it. To death to die.
Song, Maria.
You like that?
I do.
It's pretty cool. Yep.
Martina Topley Bird, was it? See, I'd heard her name around for quite a while, but I honestly couldn't have said I can place what she sounds like.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. And yeah, like I said before, lots of different musical styles. She's a multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, all that kind of thing.
Nice.
Maddie.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Hey, this is
your time of the show, isn't it?
It is. It's 46 and 2 on Fresh FM, and this is The Long Song.
I have some facts about The Long Songs.
Okay, go on.
Do you know Jethro Tull did a song, Brick is Thick as Brick, 43 minutes 50. That would be nearly a whole show. What else is there? What is the Bohemian Rhapsody, the longest song? Well, no, it's not. But the longest song is something like 138 hours.
What?
Yeah, 138 hours. Where did I see? Oh, here it is. This song is a whopping 138 hours. How many days is that? That's like a lot. 41 minutes and 20 seconds long, becoming the official longest song recorded, released ever. It is by Shriram Charette Manas.
Wow.
By Dr. Filali, which I'm not...
I reckon go into a karaoke bar and ask them to put that one on for you.
But can I just say, what is the best 20-minute song?
What is the best 20-minute song?
Well, there's a few of them. Jethro Tull, Thick as Brick. Well, that's more than 20. Pink Floyd, Echoes. There you go. Anyway, what's the long song you've got?
The long song. Well, this band doesn't have particularly lily long songs. Now, some people may already know who this band is, although there could be 100. Like, it could be the Arctic Monkeys, for instance. But no, it's not. These guys are a metal band. They're one of the big four. We played a couple of them before. There's only two bands left, and one of them does play long songs.
Well, Metallica plays In a Marotta, which is a long song. It's the longest song by the band.
How long is that one?
It doesn't say.
You of all the facts?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay. Oh, that's a handy fact.
Anyway, it says it's their longest song they've released. So it's not Metallica, is it?
No.
Is it?
No, it is not. It is from an album called Cryptic Writings, and this is a band called Megadeth. It's going out especially for Cliffy this evening. Oh, that's pretty old school. It's when? Megadeth on 46 and 2.
Say, and my prayers are never answered. But you'll never see the pain inside of me, stabbing me over and over and over. I trusted you, and I loved you. Spit back in my face. How could you do this to me? When will you stop trying to hurt me? I've walked a minefield for you. A career in hell with you. I have made it through the things others would surely die just watching. And the oath I take on this day is to know that you will be repaid. One day the sun will die and the night will crawl. Until then, until I see your world implode, I wish you death and suffering, misery to spare. Time to rehearse your pain. Face the last enemy. I am the last thing you will know. The last thing you will see. See your death surrounding me. I know you. Yes, I do. I know you. We'll be right back.
Definitely a bit of a homage, however you say it, a bit of a lean, a nod towards Am I Evil by, who the heck was Am I Evil by? King Diamond. Was it King Diamond? Diamond Head? Ooh. Yeah, something like that. Man, I should remember this. Anyway, long Megadeth song for sure. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. I hate it when my brain fails me. It's been a long year.
I was going to say, oh, it's Friday, but it's actually, we're pre-recording this on Monday, so, but...
Haven't got much excuse. It's been one day.
Oh, that's confusing. One day.
Now, earlier on this year, like a month ago, a guy called Geordie Walker, who was the guitarist for Killing Joke, died. He'd had a stroke in Prague, I think it was, and died a couple of days later. Very sad. I'm a bit of a Killing Joke fan, so... I didn't jump in and do it straight away. I've waited a suitable period of time.
You have?
I may have kept at the end of every show going, ah, I forgot to play. But anyway, going to play a very popular Killing Joke song. Now, so popular, in fact, that Nirvana have been accused of ripping this one off. It came out in the 80s. I remember hearing it back in the 80s, I think. Could have been the 90s. I don't know. It's a song called The 80s. It is by Killing Joke. It's coming to you on 46 and 2.
Thanks, Beards.
I have to push, I have to struggle.
Beggs Music Works supports Fresh FM. Thanks, Beggs Music Works.
That distortion really sounds a lot like a ripped cone in a speaker, which I guess this weird distortion sort of, I guess, came from. This, it really is shocking. I looking up at the speakers in here going, put on my headphones. No, no, it's definitely that clipped sounding, or it sounds like a torn cone. Anyway, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. That was some PJ Harvey with Meet the Monster off her To Bring You My Love album. Came out in 95.
Do you know, strangely enough, Medio, when you used to put PJ Harvey on at home, I was a little bit like, ugh. But it's grown on me, and I like PJ Harvey.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So, moving forward, thanks, Beggs Music Works, for supporting this radio show called The 46 and 2 Show, coming to you from Founders Heritage Park in Nelson.
Yeah.
What a nice outlook out the window, eh?
It is, it is. Very beautiful. Hopefully the outlook out our window right now is very nice. We are driving down the country, heading towards Invercargill. Should be fun.
Be fine. I was just
hopefully
reading a little
the weather forecast. Shocking. Anyway, carry
well,
on.
Well, I don't know. They're just saying it's going to be a little bit hot and sweaty because there's a bit of a heat thing happening, like coming up the island. So they're saying,
hot and sweaty.
They're saying get out your fans, kick off the duvet.
Hot and sweaty in Invercargill appears as hail, though, because it's going so fast the air compresses. Would that be right? And into like the moist late.
I've been down there where it's been like 30 something degrees, and we've been sitting in the coolest place that we can find, and it's still stinking hot. Who would think?
Absolutely,
eh?
I know. Remember that day we went to Monkey Island, and for some reason I only had like a pair of black jeans. Man, it was hot.
It was horrible.
I showed my beautiful beach cricket skills, which are fairly non-existent. I'd forgotten I can't bat.
I think no.
Or bowl. My catching's terrible.
Well,
too.
It was just way hot. I think everybody that was on at Monkey Island was all backing up into the sort of rocky sand duney things, trying to get a little bit of respite from the sun.
Yeah, we watched that. Somebody's beach ball blew away and it went across the bay, and it just went for miles and miles and miles.
Just kept going. Hey, southern beaches can't beat them.
Beautiful. Yeah. So anyway, this is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. We are running out of time. We're heading to Radio Southland Land, where you can hear us on a Saturday night from 9, heading the opposite direction of Free FM Land in Hamilton, though, where you can hear us on a Monday night. Or you can hear us on the internet from anywhere in the world.
That's
through
right,
our website, freshfm.net.
Podcast of the show and others through, freshfm.net.
Hey, we've really only got time for one song and one really short one, or this song and we just finish slightly early, or we...
just keep talking for another minute, 30.
For just a moment.
Well, I'll tell you what, Maddie. The song that we're probably going to go out with is from 1965. It's one of the most popular signature songs from a band called The Who. It was one of the highest charting songs in the UK, but it only peaked at number 74. And it was one of the highest charting songs. Isn't that crazy? The song is an anthem of youthful rebellion, and it's one of the most quoted lines in rock history. With all that happening, how could I only get to number 74 on the rock charts?
Might have been the stutter. They might have thought that was a bit challenging because it's
also considered to be the precursor of the punk rock movement that would emerge roughly like roughly 10 years later. Yeah. Most quoted line in rock history is "I hope I die before I get old." And it has been said that Pete Townsend was inspired to write the song after the Queen Mother allegedly had his 1935 Packard hearse towed off a street because she was offended by the sight of it during her daily drive in London's Belgrave neighbourhood. The old Queen Mother, eh? 19th, what? God. Anyway, here we go.
All right.
Here is The Who with the song.
Who?
Yeah, The Who. The track My Generation.
Cool. Enjoy it. Have a good Christmas, got to say.
Yeah,
that. Got to get it out of the road.
Festive week.
Yes, we'll catch you with another, it'll be a pre-record or something because we'll be down south. And we're even going to record a show down there. So get ready for some Southland guests. Hopefully we can drag them in.
I'm sure we
can. At you again, Millsy. All right, catch you next week. Have a good Christmas.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Take my generation. Take my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Try and dig what we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all
talking about my generation.
I try to cause a big sensation.
my generation. Cause we could get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't too look awful cold.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.